to their own caliber, and I think that's going to hurt them. With that said, I do think that this team has enough coming back, but they did lose quite a bit. I mean, you lost your quarterback, Mason Earle. You lost Sawyer Cottrell, two big keys to that offense. So, you know, you definitely got to find a way to replace them. But the one guy I really like is Shade Presnowski. I think I like their whole backfield. They're full of studs back there, but they got to stay healthy. We didn't see them healthy all at the same time last year.
Well, there's no doubt about it. You lose your quarterback and your number one running back, you're obviously going to be hurting. But the big thing is, and you totally missed, I think, the stud player on their team, Nick Perry, I still think is the guy. I think he's should have had more carries for every year, but I'm not the coach. I'm not the one to decide that. I think the kid's got such an upside potential. He's fast. He's hard to bring down. He runs low to the ground. And Shade Perzanowski is a much bigger version of him. It's a great counterpart to have. Hunter Vaughn, don't know a lot about him, but I know it's going to be real easy. Do I hand it to this guy or that guy? It's going to make his life a lot easier and then he can mature as the season goes on. Guy like Cole Chippy, another big body that potentially you could throw the ball to. So I do think that they still are going to have some options, but without Mason Earle, do they lose that passing edge? Because Mason Earle, even though he wasn't as accurate as we'd like to see, that down the field threat is probably gone now.
And he could take off now too. You know, in that playoff game, he had a run against Ubley when they won their first district game that I hadn't seen all year. And he had a little bit of mobility and a little bit of a mean streak in him too.
He's a large young man. You know, he is hard to bring down, and he's very athletic for his size.
Here's another guy we didn't talk about. You talk about large, athletic, stud type players. T.J. Moore. Here's a guy that he cannot stay healthy. He hasn't been able to stay healthy in football. He's a wrestler. He's a great wrestler. He might be a future state championship wrestler. But again, even in the wrestling season, he's been dinged up. So I'd love to see a full season from TJ Moore and see what he's capable of. The core is there. There's a nice core of players. And, you know, we're going through the West, and we know that the West is loaded. So, you know, they're going to have the same schedule that everybody else is looking at. But I believe Cass City can definitely make the playoffs.
Was really high on Nick Perry a couple years ago when he first came on the scene. So I'm going to mention another name that's in that same realm. Brad Hacker's a guy that played a little bit last year. I remember the name. Kind of come on when those injuries come around. He might be the fourth option in this offense. But look out, there's a few teams that would like to scrape him and put them in their team, and he'd be a number one or two on a lot of teams.
Guys, I just want to talk about that playoff game, the district championship that they lost. That was one of the finest playoff games I've ever had a chance to cover. It was 7-0, but man, I mean, for a 7-0 game, and I know you guys were there, that was exciting. I thought both teams had a lot of chances to win that game, and you got to, you know, tip the hat to Sandusky. They went to the air, they burned them once, but man, that was an excellent playoff game. And it, you know, it's the old cliche, you hate to see somebody lose that game. You know, unfortunately, Cass City had to lose that game, but man, that was a lot of fun to watch.
It was more exciting than a chess match, but I don't know how else to explain it to you, because it was one coach trying to outdo the other and a defensive battle. It was a pitching duel, so to speak. Nobody could find the end zone early and often. I think it was Cass City was inside the 10 twice and come away with no points. I mean, they score twice there, and Sandusky's out of their realm, behind by two scores. They hadn't been in that seat all year. Now, that game could have gone totally different, but credit to Sandusky. They battled. They made their way back, dug out of the hole, and ended up making the big play at the end of the game.
Cass City, in fact, with 10 seconds left in the third quarter, had a turnover of downs at Sandusky's 3-yard line, which will put them go ahead and score. But the go ahead score came with 53 seconds left in the fourth quarter as Sandusky's Potter made a 57-yard pass to Danny Hale. The Potter kick was good. 7-0 Sandusky in that one. And that was a great game, back and forth. That game could have gone either way, obviously. But Sandusky went on to win that one and then lost, I believe, the next game to
New Lothrop.
Correct.
But Cass City, their first game is this weekend, this Friday. They traveled to Flint to take on the Hamadians, Flint Hamady. In Flint, that game is at 7 p.m. We will have Cass City in the first half of the season in week number 4 as Cass City travels to USA. And then week number 5, Lakers at Cass City. Always a good game there. And kind of taking a look through this schedule now. Cass City, they start at Flint Hamady, then they are at Ubley, home against Brown City, and then they get into Greater Thumb West play. On the 16th of September, they are at USA, home against Lakers on the 23rd, and then around out September on the 30th, home against Bad Axe. It ends into October. October 7th at Vassar, home against Reese, and then at Carroll, pending a football program for the for Carroll. I can't even, Carroll Tigers, I do believe they are down there. And so a school of 288 for Cass City, and I think a pretty solid, I think they're going to surprise some people. That's my gut feeling. I texted you that about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I do too. I like the first 2 weeks. Flint Hamity is a team that's going to spread it out a little bit more, so you're going to get to see that look, which is important for Cass City, and then you know what you're going to get out of Ubley. Ground and pound, so I love the contrast in the first 2 weeks, and then Brown City, obviously, I don't know much about them. They didn't have a great season last year. But, you know, I think that we could see them come out of that first 3 weeks 2-1.
I'm going to sound like a broken record, but there's another team that could easily win six games again. I keep saying that, but I'm looking at two tough ones. I see at Vassar and at USA in the conference, and that easily could be two losses for Cass City. Those are two tough games going into two tough environments. And it's just, you know, two tough coaches that he's going to be going against here. I just find those games, Cass City has not been able to win the big game in the last couple of years. They had high expectations last year, stumbled a little bit, falling at the finish line, didn't quite get the job done, but this is another team that's very capable of going that distance again, and I'm going to highlight their number one thing. I love their backfield. They're going to run the ball early and often, but teams are going to know that they're going to run the ball. Teams like Ubley have been doing it for years and years and years and been very, very successful, but Ubley is sound up front and then play good defense. Can Cass City do the same thing? Then if so, they can stay in and win a lot of games.
When I look at this schedule, I give Cass City two wins at the end of the season. Reese and Carroll, those are going to be wins. It's that stretch between USA, Lakers, Bad Axe, Vassar. That's going to be that four-game stretch. That's their make-or-break stretch of the season. If they go 2-1 to start the season, they're going to have to win probably two or three of those games.
You also mentioned the Sandusky games, the time of possession. Having those three backs in the backfield could help in that. The time of possession that Sandusky had in that playoff game, 30 minutes compared to Cass City's only 17 minutes. So it's going to be a key thing there also with the running game.
We start out tonight on M25 in Sebring. We cruise across 142 into Laker Country. We just cruise down Elkton Road down to Cass City. And when we return, we'll cruise up M53 into the Bad Axe Hatchet territory. This past segment of The Strong Sign was brought to you by Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe. For all of your hunting and fishing needs, make it Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe, where the bucks are big, the tails are long, and all the deer are four-legged. Give them a call at 269-GUNS, one of my favorite phone numbers of all time.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center and Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. Randy sells bow and arrow packages, crossbows, and performs service on any brand. Stay warm and dry in handmade cedar blinds in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns, along with over 1,000 scopes in stock. Don't miss the 24th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more handguns than ever before. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods and Water Weekend, Sunday, September 11th at the Emily City Fairgrounds. So get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
When it comes to your body's aches and pains, only one thing truly matters: feeling better. But it comes down to three things to make that happen. Of course, quality care you can trust, timely service, and convenient hours. That's the difference with active physical therapy and sports medicine of Bad Axe. Whether the injury is sports-related or age-related, the licensed professionals at active physical therapy and sports medicine can get you back to a life that the only thing you can complain about is this weather. Call Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine today at 269-2700. That's 989-269-2700.
What you gonna do? Right.
I call it housework.
Woo.
Cause it's light work.
What you gonna do?
I'ma throw sheets, filling the bass till my feet hurt.
Right.
I call it housework.
Woo.
Cause it's light work.
What you gonna do?
You're listening listening to The Strong Side on Sports Radio 102.1, your home for high school football all season long. Clark Ramsey, your host. Dave Hansen, color commentary on the WF Sports